And of course, being as active in the recording studios as you are takes up a good deal of time too, doesn't it?
Yes, I like very much to record. It's a very interesting work, and I consider that the recording has made a lot to improve the quality of the performance in general. Also the orchestra, when they record and they can also listen other recording, they certainly improve technically, and that is something I consider very interesting.
Do you have any favorites of your own among your recordings, Mr. Markevich?
I think that one of the recordings I like most is the Haydn creation. I was very lucky. I had a very good cast, a wonderful orchestra, which is Berlin Philharmonic, and also one of the best choir in the world, the choir of Berlin. And I think the sonority is very successful. I could work it very well. We had the possibility to play the work several times before. So I think it's probably one of the work I'm happiest. You see, especially that the work in itself is something so incredibly beautiful that, of course, it's a pleasure to have recorded it.
Mm-hmm. A little while ago, you were telling me that you consider it perhaps your prime responsibility to investigate all phases of symphonic creation. Do you find that you yourself have a particular affinity for a certain kind of music? I ask this because your recorded repertoire shows an amazing catholicity of taste, embracing practically all periods, all schools, all styles.
But you see, it is a part of all my policy and all my idea of what an artist should be, because I think that we can't be specialized in one style or in a few programs, because after all, every piece of music we perform is a result of centuries of culture, and if we want to understand it, we must know all the background of every piece. And for this reason, I try, and I also always advise my pupil to get a repertory as vast, as big as possible. You see? And for this reason, also in the recording field, I always try to give the chance to all the music and also the not so known. For instance, in March in Paris, I will record the Darius Milhaud Le Coy Fort. I believe it's a first recording, in any case on LP. And I think it's very important because it will be a complete new problem. You know that there are the talking chorus and also a lot of battery of noises mixed to the music. It is, in a certain sense, this work was extraordinary in advance in his time. And for this reason, it's also very interesting and important to record it.
Mm-hmm. Another work of that nature, which I hope you will get to one of these days, is Milhaud's L'Oreste d'Esquil.
Yes.
Which
yes,
certainly yes. should be recorded
yes,
on LP.
Yes.
There.
I quite agree with you.
Existed, back 20 years or so ago, a hair-raising recording of excerpts from it.
Yes.
Quite an exciting work.